As Russia continues its assault on Ukraine, other countries in Europe are growing increasingly nervous about their own security. In recent weeks, both Sweden and Finland have been looking seriously at joining the North Atlantic Treaty Organisation. And according to one poll, nearly 70% of Finns now back NATO membership. Titti Tuppurainen is the Finnish member for European Affairs, and she spoke to RN Breakfast Luke Sidham-Dundon.
Titti Tuppurainen, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
How nervous are Finnish people about Russia's aggression?
Well, nervous is not actually the word. I would say that people are worried. We have every reason to be concerned because Russia is our neighboring country, and now we've seen what Russia is able to do. It has been attacking to an innocent neighboring country, Ukraine. But for Finland, this comes as no surprise. We have been preparing for the worst since the Second World War.
You may have been preparing for the worst, but for decades, Finland pursued military non-alignment and, before that, neutrality. How has Russia's invasion of Ukraine changed that desire?
So we are part of the European Union, but yes, like you said, we have been military non-aligned. And that option has served us best during the times of peace and stability, but that's no longer the case. Now, Russia has invaded Ukraine, and that has been a wake-up call to us all, and now we are considering whether also Finland should become member of NATO.
So how much support is there for this move from the public and within Finland's political parties?
We are just in the beginning of the process, but there are many surveys, and according to them, the majority of Finns are already in favour of becoming member of NATO. But Finland is a steady parliamentary democracy, and that means that we will have to run this process in our parliament. And that discussion will actually begin on Wednesday, that is tomorrow. So we will scrutinise the pros and cons of the membership thoroughly and then make the decision. And like our Prime Minister has said, Madam Sanna Marin, the decision will be taken swiftly.
Well, on those pros and cons, in the past, a key sticking point to joining NATO was the cost. Currently, Finland spends about 1.5% of the national budget on defence, but joining NATO requires 2% in perpetuity, even after the threat diminishes. Can Finland afford that?
We certainly can, and we've been investing in our defence forces intensively during the last years and already before. Actually, last year we made a very decisive procurement of 60 F-35 fighters. So that, you know, tells a story about Finland wanting to defend its country. So we are 100% NATO compatible. We believe so, that we are a resource to the defence alliance, certainly not a burden.
Your Prime Minister, Sanna Marin, says she wants to guarantee peace for Finland, but why is that best achieved through joining a military alliance?
It seems likely now that we will join NATO, but the decision is not yet taken. So NATO is a huge alliance of Western democracies. It is also a political alliance. And for Finland, it would be, in my assessment, a natural choice because we have been part of the European Union already for years and years, and this would be a sort of finalisation of our Western integration.
But if I may, you've already got a political alliance with the EU, as you mentioned. As members, Finland and Sweden should already have some sort of collective security there. The EU treaty says if a member is a victim of armed aggression, other members must come to its aid. So is that not enough?
Well, EU is a very significant security provider, and I'm really glad that we've decided to strengthen the EU as a military or actually defence and security provider. We've adopted the so-called strategic compass, which will further strengthen our treaty-based mutual assistance clause. And I'm happy other member states now also want to reaffirm its importance.
Yesterday, RN Breakfast heard from Russia's deputy ambassador to the United Nations. He gave this warning about Finland joining NATO.
We made it absolutely clear that this is a very bad choice for them, and this will, of course, worsen the security situation in the north of Europe. It will force us to implement certain measures that we didn't implement in the north of our country.
Dmitry Polyansky there. Last week, Russia suggested those measures could be the deployment of nuclear and hypersonic weapons in the Kaliningrad exclave between Lithuania and Poland. That's less than 700 kilometres from Helsinki, and it's closer to the heart of Europe. Is joining NATO worth that threat?
Well, every country has its right to make its own security arrangements. That is actually the basic principle of the European Security Order, which is enshrined in the OSCE Paris Declaration, and we firmly believe so. We are hearing what Russia is saying, but this is nothing new. For years and years, Russia has been fiercely against enlargement of NATO. It has said it repeatedly that it will not be pleased with us if we decide to join NATO. But we have to take our own decisions, and we have to think about the security of Finns, and we are severely considering whether the membership of NATO would add to our security.
Russia also said they would have to rebalance the situation if Finland joined NATO. That could potentially mean Russian troops along the Finnish border. What do you make of that? Is that security for those that live along the border?
We are neighbouring Russia. It is our neighbour always, has been there and will be there. It does not go away. It's there every morning, and it would be wonderful to live in a world of total peace and freedom with Russia as well. There has been cross-border exchange, people coming and going. I would prefer that option, but it is Russia that has chosen otherwise. It is Vladimir Putin and his regime that has decided to start a war in Europe to invade Ukraine, and we will make our own conclusions out of the situation. The security order of Europe has changed, and we have to live up to our obligation how to make the best decisions in order to safeguard the security of Finns.
Minister, thank you so much for speaking to RN Breakfast.
Thank you so much.
Titti Tuppurainen is the Finnish Minister for European Affairs, and she was speaking to RN Breakfast's Luke Sidham-Dundon.